shaping Canberra's future. On 20 October 2012, there will be a general election of the 17 members of the ACT Legislative Assembly. The Legislative Assembly has the power to make laws and form a government to administer the ACT. With your vote, you help to shape the future of the place where you live. Get your enrolment into shape. Are you correctly enrolled to vote? If you're 18 or over, an Australian citizen, or a British subject who was on the electoral roll on 25 January 1984, and you live in the ACT, you can vote in this election. In fact, voting is compulsory, but first you have to be on the electoral roll. Enrolment forms are available from www.elections.act.gov.au, any ACT post office, electoral office, My Way Centre, or Canberra Connect. If you've changed address and haven't let us know, or if you've recently turned 18 and haven't yet enrolled, please do it now. Not sure if you're correctly enrolled? You can check online at www.elections.act.gov.au or call 6205 0033. Enrolments for this election close on 21 September 2012. Electorates in the ACT. There are three electorates for ACT elections: Brindabella, Ginninderra and Molonglo. The electorate of Brindabella will elect five members. It comprises Tuggeranong, the Woden suburbs of Chifley, Farrer, Pierce and Torrens, and the southern rural areas of the ACT. The electorate of Ginninderra will also elect five members. This electorate comprises Belconnen, Hall and the Gungahlin suburbs of Grace, Nicholls and Palmerston. The electorate of Molonglo will elect seven members. It comprises Gungahlin, excluding the suburbs of Grace, Nicholls and Palmerston, North Canberra, Canberra City, South Canberra, Western Creek and Woden, excluding the suburbs of Chifley, Farrer, Pierce and Torrens. The electoral system in the ACT. You will vote using the Hare-Clark proportional representation system chosen by ACT voters in 1992. To be elected under this system, a candidate must receive a set number of votes, a quota. First preference votes marked by voters are counted first, then second, third, and later preferences are counted as needed to elect the candidates most preferred by voters, until all seats for that electorate are filled. An important feature of the ACT system is the method of rotating the position of each candidate on the ballot paper. This is known as Robson rotation. Candidates' names will be listed in party group columns and ungroup candidate columns, but within each column, candidates will be listed in a different order on each consecutive ballot paper. With Robson rotation, no candidate has the advantage of appearing in the same position on every ballot paper. For you, the voter, this means that the order of candidates listed on the ballot paper you receive may be different from sample ballot papers, published lists, or how-to-vote cards you have seen. Write numbers and make your vote count. When you vote in the election for the ACT Legislative Assembly, make sure your vote counts. To record a valid vote, write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, etc. in the squares in the order of your choice. No ticks or crosses. Be careful not to use the same number twice. You should fill in at least as many squares as there are vacancies in your electorate. 5 in the electorates of Brindabella and Ginninderra, and 7 for Molonglo. But to make sure that you get the maximum value from your vote, you can continue to fill in the squares until all your preferences are recorded. Electronic voting. At the 2012 Legislative Assembly election, electronic voting will again be available in certain polling places in the ACT. If you choose to vote electronically, you will be issued with a barcode instead of a ballot paper. This barcode will give you secure access to an easy-to-use screen with voting instructions on how to record your vote. see the Electoral Commission's website at www.elections.act.gov.au for more information on electronic voting. Electronic voting will be available at the 6 pre-poll voting centres in Belconnen, Canberra City, Downer, Gungahlin, Tuggeranong and Woden from 2 October until polling day. Voting before Election Day. If you won't be able to get to a polling place on Election Day, there are a number of other ways you can vote. Pre-poll voting. From 2 October you can cast a pre-poll vote at one of the following centres. Belconnen. Belconnen Community Centre, Swanson Court, on the corner of Chandler Street. Canberra City. Pilgrim House, 69 Northbourne Avenue. Downer. Downer Business Park, 2 Bradfield Street. Gungahlin. Gungahlin Library, corner Hibberson and Gossard Streets. Tuggeranong. Salvation Army Hall, corner Anketell Street and Reed Street North. Woden Philip, the Smith Family, corner Eastie and Launceston Streets. These centres are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each weekday, except the public holiday Monday 8 October. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday 13 October, and from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday 19 October. Pre-poll voting will also be available at the capital city office of each state and Northern Territory Electoral Commission during business hours. Plan how you want to vote in advance. Remember that distributing how-to-vote cards or any other political canvassing is banned within 100 metres of a polling place. This means you need to plan how you're going to vote before you arrive at the polling place. Postal voting. If you won't be able to get to a polling place or a pre-poll voting centre, you should apply for a postal vote. You can apply online at www.elections.act.gov.au, by calling Elections ACT on 6205 0033, by completing an application form available from any ACT post office, Canberra Connect, MyWay Centre or ACT Electoral Office. Mobile polling. If you are a patient in a hospital, a resident of a nursing home, or a detainee at the Alexander McConachie Centre, you may be visited by a mobile polling team during the week before polling day. Contact your hospital, nursing home, or prison for details, or phone Elections ACT on 6205 0033. You can visit the Elections ACT website at www.elections.act.gov.au, call Elections ACT on 6205 0033 or email elections@act.gov.au. Alternative print format. If you have difficulty reading a standard printed document and would like to receive this publication in an alternative format, such as large print or audio, please phone 6205 0033. National Relay Service, NRS. If you are deaf or have a hearing or speech impairment, you can call Elections ACT through the NRS. Speak and Listen users phone 1300 555 727 and ask for 02 6205 0033. Internet Relay users connect to the NRS at www.relayservice.com.au and ask for 02 6205 0033. ACT Interpreter Service for the Deaf and Blind, please phone 6287 4391. authorised by Philip Green, ACT Electoral Commission, 41 Ray Street, Belconnen, ACT 2617.